Chapter 43. Rex. We come in fast over the waves, our craft low and swift and hard to detect. They come folded up like bundles of sticks. We shoot them hard once, and they unfold the wings of bats. B's units ashore are operating autonomously, locating and attacking sensor electronics, casting static on satellite images, foiling radar, clustering about thermal imagers to give false readings. Our rat and dragon shore team follow where she leads them, cutting wires and patching into comms. Morrow Incorporated will know something is happening, but not what. Probably they will not be deleting files or selling their share portfolios just yet. The island is built to have only one easy point of access, which is the main dock. We go in the back way. Our infiltration team has identified the easiest climb up the artificial walls. Now they let down ladders, and we swarm up as swiftly as possible. I am on the third boat. I am halfway up the ladder when the fighting starts. Morrow's first response is robots. Quadruped units with gun mounts. Bees attack them, transmitting electromagnetic interference to throw their aim. By the time I reach the cliff top, the first wave have been beaten back. But they know where we are now. We move fast. I had planned for us to reach the main manufacturing complex before running into bioform resistance, because few places that employ illicit bioforms have them on a long leash. It is not like when I was Master's dog. They do not trust their bioforms to be loyal. They do not know what it is like to be a dog and have a hierarchy and a master. I could have been trusted with anything. And it seems Morrow has learned the lesson, because Bees is signaling urgently. Bees channel. Rex, bioforms incoming. Maps, images, numbers. I send instructions to my squad and wait for the last two boatloads of us to make the climb. Almost immediately, I am receiving reports from the soldiers on point, signaling when they engage. Bioform on bioform is always the hardest fighting. We are tough as robots and think like humans. I link with my big dogs, improved from the ones I had in Campeche. It is time to join the fight. The defending bioforms are dug into positions ahead of the factories, along with heavy weapons emplacements and more robot units. Bees is already attacking the electronics without needing the order, confusing the targeting or simply shutting down systems, so it is only the small arms we have to deal with. The small arms are big enough. I take stock, forming a picture of the battlefield from the feeds of my people. And then we are in motion. The enemy defensive position would stand off human soldiers very well, but we are faster than humans. We rush in on all fours, and three of my people are killed as we do. That is what we are for, though. It is what all soldiers are for. Then we are in amongst them, behind the concrete shields and walls, and it comes down to shooting and biting. Bees cannot hack the enemy bioform systems, and so their hierarchies make them fight us and make them believe they are good dogs for doing so. I remember what it was like. They are good models, better than the units they are making here for export. The fight is tough. I lose one big dog ripped from my shoulder harness and its channel cut with a single electronic shout of static. I take the enemy that did it and ram him into the wall. He snarls at me. I get a hand on his jaw and force his head up, and I tear out his throat. Something strikes me like a small caliber bullet and bounces off. The air is very busy around me, and for a moment, I think I am being shot at. B's channel. Competition! I do not know what she means, because this is new. These are enemy bees. Hornets, in fact. Their units are bigger than B's bees. They attack her, and they attack the eyes and mouths of my people. They are nimble in the air and hard to kill. We are taking more casualties. They are not guided by a distributed intelligence, though, which I think is intentional. Bees was never fully under anyone's control. The Harnets are just like robots, slaved to a computer. Sellers Channel, you need to press forwards. I send her my situation report while crushing hornets in my fists. Humas and Bees have a rapid consultation. We are pressing ahead, but the hornets are everywhere and hard to fend off. They pry their way beneath goggles and into masks, suicidal in their fury. The factory buildings ahead are defended by more dog bioforms, and I think I see something larger there, too. Morrow has been experimenting with multiform squads. Morrow is not just a standard black market bioform lab. Honey was right to bring me here. Sellers Channel, ready. Bees Channel, ready. I am not asked if I am ready. Bees releases a general electromagnetic burst that clears the air of everything. The ground between us and the enemy is abruptly littered with little twitching bodies. The electronic architecture linking the swarms together is overloaded. My channel. Bees? No signal from Bees Channel. I press forwards under fire and engage the second line of bioform dog units. Behind them, I see civilian humans in gray overalls entering the factory buildings. They move without panic or hurry when stray fire cuts across them and kills some. Humus's channel. I have downloaded an image of Bees, and am trying to re-establish connectivity with her units. There will be a delay before you have air support again, Rex. Major Amraj reports at the same time, confirming his troops have secured the docks and are landing vehicles. I consider waiting for his reinforcements, but I am growing more and more unnerved about the way the civilians were acting. I want to know what is within the factories. The larger bioform units I saw earlier are bears. There are only 5 of them, and they are not heavily augmented. Little more than bears fitted with hierarchies and let loose. Bees could probably have disabled them and set them free, but Bees is not with us. We have to do things the old-fashioned way. My squad and I surround them, darting in when they are turned away, falling back when they round on us again. Our guns look for opportunities, shooting at their weak points. We bait them to death. It is not good, but we have nothing better. 2 more of my own are dead and 9 wounded, who I send towards the docks to evacuate. Sellers is at my elbow then. My channel, this is not safe for you. Sellers channel, I need to see. She says something else about being expendable, but we both know it is not true. All of Humas's units are people, just like we are all people. My channel. Bees? I'm working on it, she tells me. Then I get a signal from one of the dragon units. It is within the factory complex and has control over one of the doors, probably for a limited time only. We have our window. I gather my squad and hope that Sellers can keep herself alive.